Well, no, you both come bringing not just a broader international perspective, but as both coming from Venezuela with the El Sistema program. What have you been able to bring to, you know, a more American system? And conversely, have you learned things here that you see can be applied in other cultures, other musical cultures, you know, outside the U.S., in terms of, again, with the idea of broadening the audience, making classical music accessible?
Well, yeah, I mean, part of the what we are doing in Colombia, it's trying to bring what we've learned here in the U.S. and come there with a completely different perspective and ways to do music. I think music, it's done in the U.S. in a very practical way, and problem solving is super fast, which is something that I really like and I love. So we like to come back with ideas to work with the kids and to put those ideas in there for them to develop during the year and try to come back next year and keep it going.
I guess what we do in El Sistema is trying to explain to people that classical music is not only for, you know, high-class, you know, people, high-class person. Classical music could be for any type of people, and I think that's our approach to for music to bring here in the United States.
And what would you, you know, as younger musicians, you know, just looking out to start off on your careers, what would you say are really the major challenges that the classical music world faces? You mentioned the perception, for example. Are there other challenges that maybe you think now you'd like to work on and maybe work on changing?
Well, I think one of them is that not a lot of people come to concerts because the younger audience just listen to stuff online. And so really trying to bring people out to concerts, because that's the way you really can really, as a musician, build a career is in the actual the real world. But, you know, it's the internet and technology plays a very important role. So really using all the tools to innovate classical music, and I think many institutions are trying to really figure out a way to bring people in into the classical world by programming pieces that are more accessible for people, that they're more playful and people feel more welcome to the classical world. But we haven't, yeah, we're still trying to.
Yeah, I think it's pretty disheartening to see, you know, like a major symphony orchestra in the United States really struggle financially. I think that's, you know, sort of frightening for those of us taking orchestral auditions. But at the same time, I think it's really inspiring to see, you know, other major orchestras really taking a lot of steps toward increasing their young audience base and, you know, starting with young people and attempting to sort of retain them, you know, through the next few generations and keep you know, building that cycle of audience members. I think that's really important. And yeah,
I think one of the biggest problems is the aura that it seems too elitist or too stuffy to go to an orchestra concert or anything like that. So how to casualize the concert experience is a big issue, and I don't know what the answer to that would be. But trying to get rid of that stigma of a certain elitist view of orchestral music is a big challenge.
I think we have to get a little better at fundraising, at creating events, or changing the way we are on stage, you know, come up with ideas that will revolutionize the way it's seen.
Right. Fact of the matter is, people are coming to our concerts as a form of entertainment. So how do we make it entertaining for more than just the people who really want to see an orchestra concert?
Well, and coming kind of full circle then, with the varying experiences you've had with Tone, what do you think is the importance of a program like Tone and the possibilities of similar projects being replicated? What does it add to both the opportunities for students, but then beyond that, what then these students can take to the public?
Several ideas, I would say. I mean, just the fact that it wants to change, you know, I mean, it's called the orchestra now. So it's already, you know, by the name, and, you know, I don't think there is any orchestra, I would say, in the world where a musician stands up and talks about the piece, you know. And I'm sure as it's a very young program. I think with the years it will keep adding more stuff to try it, and as they know the audience and communities, it will change. So that idea, it's something that I, after tonight, I want to keep going. The idea of trying to make a change in the musical world.
Right. I, you know, as I said, I sort of aspire to an orchestral job, but I also am really hopeful that I'll be able to, you know, sit on sort of community engagement committees and sort of bring the ideas that Tone is trying to teach young people to the table with more established ensembles and try to, you know, like none of this is that complicated, but like you have to start talking about it and thinking about it and coming up with solutions in order to actually do anything about it. And I, you know, I just, there's so much that can be done, you know, on so many higher levels. So it's exciting.
Yeah, I think that the way that a lot of our programs are programmed through broader context and outside connections is a really good start. But how to really have that come across to the audience is sometimes more successful than others. Oftentimes, we'll hear stories from conductors about how a concert was programmed, but did that translate to the audience? I'm not so sure. So if more programs are very clearly defined as whatever the outside influence is, I think that's a really easy way for more people to have a connection to our music.
And from the conducting perspective...
I don't know, it's funny, because I have heard some people say that classical concerts are boring, and it's funny because some of the people have never been into a classical concert. It's just the fact that they have heard it from other people. So I guess we as musicians have to bring the show to them, to the community, you know, playing free concerts, going to churches, going to music schools, to, you know, high schools, middle schools, so they can get to know about what classical music is about, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not boring at all. They just don't know it. And
I think what El Sistema did was to convince the young and to make the young fall in love with classical music. So you go to a concert hall in Venezuela and 80% of the people are young. Mm. And there's this love about Tchaikovsky, and they all want to play Tchaikovsky and Mahler, and I think that's a good thing to think about.